Seltzer Kings Podcasts.
Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss dog zippers, burning trucks, and Chris Elliott Smith, plus a tour date announcement for the summer. Now play the music, Eddie.
Muppets in the house today. That's a pleasant surprise. No? You don't think so? What's your problem there, champ? Talking shit about Mup?
No, I'm not talking shit about Mup. I just thought it was funny that was you goading us into starting a podcast.
Yeah, well.
So, we got Muppet in the studio today, huh?
Yeah, Muppet in the news.
Wow. A lot of Muppet talk here. Yeah.
Frankly, I'm disgusted.
You're disgusted? I'm disgusted.
Frankly, I'm appalled.
Not as disgusted as I was hearing a story about a dog I had in college who had a
Jeremy
zipper.
Squeezed.
He had a zipper stomach. She did, excuse me, Taya. Okay. A zippered stomach because she got neutered and she fucking got out of the cone and pulled the stitches out. And her mom walked into her, like, chewing on her intestines because
her own
pit bulls are fucking crazy like that, and they don't even realize. You're just like, she's chewing away on her own shit. Sad. She had to go to the bathroom all the time. She had a very small
bowel
run. But she had a zipper in her belly, so you could, like, scratch her, and you could feel the zipper because it's, like, literally, like, putting everything back into place. They had to, like, put a zipper inside her, which is crazy.
I've been watching. Well, I may know this, but I watch a lot of the Animal Planet.
No, you don't.
You see?
Yeah, I do.
You see a lot of zippered up.
Oh my god, it's disturbing. It's Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet. He just goes to all these low income places and just rips open dogs, rips out their nuts.
What?
Yeah, he spays and neuters for free. That's just great.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
But you show it. I mean, they show it, like, right in front of you on camera.
Is it authorized?
Oh, it's like a surgery channel where they're like, ew, cool, we're watching.
Yeah.
They do that with the dog?
But it's more of like a handheld, like a cinema verite.
Yeah, I would say it's... I would say it's more like the publisher's clearinghouse of castration.
Oh.
That's about it, yeah. The steps in order to castrate a dog is step one, create small incision in testicles.
No.
Step two,
no.
Pull testicle out.
No. What about anesthesia? Nobody said anesthesia yet.
That's true. Yeah, they knock them out.
Fuck.
Step three, you, what's it called? The snip things that you hold on to the cauterizer to hold a...
Oh, Jesus.
You put those on the balls.
Forceps.
Yikes.
Clamps. Forceps. Clamps.
Yikes.
And then step four, chop those balls off and sew it up.
Step five, dog treats.
Step five is...
Step six, he gets some ice cream. Let the dog have some ice cream, for Christ's sake.
Step six is internet video showing how drunk your dog looks.
Oh.
And step seven, you guys know what that is?
All dogs go to heaven.
Mike, you know?
I'm gone.
Yeah.
It's not. It's called Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Boy, I really love what you've done with the place here.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We're here back in the beautiful Seltzer King Studios
with our special guest. Spelled out.
Oh, yeah, we definitely.
don't.
With our special guest.
Don't even.
Little baby Muppet. She's back.
Oh, hi, Muppet.
Yeah.
Dan, how are you doing today?
She's currently sniffing at the door trying to get out.
Great. We've been doing lots of things to Muppet, like pseudo-petting.
Pseudo-petting?
Did you not see what I was doing over here?
That's when you pet their aura.
Yeah, it's an aura pet, but dogs don't know they have an aura. They just know that someone usually, when they see the hand go across their body, that they're feeling it, you know?
Okay.
And when they don't feel it, they get weird. and I kind of weirded out Muppet a little bit, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, we're cool. We're still cool. I'm just saying that, you know, it's not traumatizing, but, it, you know, it confused the hell out of me.
I've lost all feeling in my body type of thing.
Type of situation.
Right. Well, yeah, think about that. You don't know what's happening. Right. Did you just get numb?
I'm tickling you.
Comfortably
with,
numb?
Danny, I'm tickling you with an ostrich feather right now.
Tickle,
oh, okay.
Tickle.
Okay.
So, gentlemen, I wanted to tell you that I... Go ahead. No, you're laughing about something.
Bring on back to ground level
Bring
us back down to earth.
Bring us back to earth.
Well, I traveled. My mom's birthday was this past weekend, so I traveled to Ohio.
Happy birthday, Jeremy's mom.
Shout out to Vicky Manker. Wonderful person. Lovely lady. And so we went to Ohio and got to hang with all the fam and the dogs. Marla couldn't come, fortunately, but I had some some good old one-on-one time with the family. So that's always nice.
You only have one family member at a time allowed in a confessional type booth?
It is. I rent a church. I rent a church, and yes.
Good old one-on-one time, man.
Anyway, I listened to a lot of podcasts, checked out a lot of the... My favorite thing to do is listen to the last podcast on the left. And so I decided to binge.
Wait. You don't like to listen to our podcast?
No, I listen to that too. I listen to a few of them. We
do them, and I don't necessarily listen to
them.
I know Mike does. I'm very well aware that Mike listens.
But do you know...
I just want to get those numbers up.
They did a series on the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. And boy, was
it
great.
Let's just stop right there. Because
that's
first you
not
about,
a scary, it's not but, a scary name.
Yeah, but you're talking about zippers and snipping balls, and now there's the skinwalkers.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like that Game of Thrones prequel that nobody wants to see.
Exactly. I will see a prequel or a follow-up.
A post-quel?
I'll watch it all. I don't care. I'm not a hater. I don't know why my voice is so
You're not a hater,
right?
You just hate a lot?
I do remember us doing a podcast talking about how we are all haters in some way, shape, or form. So
yes, we did do that.
Don't get all high and mighty on me.
Yeah.
Still a hater.
There's definitely stuff about you. Yeah. Anyway, point being, I was coming home. Mike, what's the IBEW stand for?
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Thanks for asking.
Interesting. I didn't get a picture, but I was coming home, and I just noted this for you. Coming home, see a huge sign that says IBEW. I knew what it was. Local. I was just asking you for... And guess what happened? It was completely burnt in half.
Were they on strike?
The electrics.
Were they on strike?
No, but it looks like the electrical system caught on fire, and...
awkward.
I didn't get a picture, no, unfortunately, but I wanted to let you know that was my Michael C. spotting of the trip.
I'm not in that union.
That's true.
You could still file a complaint with the Brotherhood.
Yeah, sure.
Or just a question saying, is everybody okay down there in South Ohio?
Where'd you see the South Ohio sign?
This may have been West Virginia. They're big on the IBEW out there, so...
kind of weird.
It's a little weird, but it was beautiful, man. Just driving, just seeing the fam, doing some driving.
And then all of a sudden, bam, sign burnt in half.
Yeah. But how
did that ruin your trip?
Thanks a lot, unions.
No. The only thing that ruined it is the tornadoes and stuff that's been going through, and I avoided all of those. Jersey was a mess. Cost me an hour and a half, I think, in traffic, weather traffic.
That sounds like it'd be a cool video game, kind of like Frogger, but you're a storm chaser.
Weather mess?
Yeah. Well, no, you're just like you're a storm chaser.
I don't bet, but if I was to bet, I would think there was a Twister video game.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is there a Twister video?
Guaranteed.
Fact check.
Not guaranteed.
I'll do that.
I don't do fact checks too often, but I would think that Twister had the mass appeal and technology was just right for a Sega Genesis game. Come on. Come on. There has to be. And I like the idea that it's Frogger-based, too, but with...
Yeah, that adds a little...
I'm sure that's not how they did it, but...
See, Bill Paxton just like... Or is that who was in that movie? It was Bill Paxton, right? Yeah, let's say Bill Paxton.
It wasn't Bill Pullman.
No, I think it was Paxton.
It wasn't Pullman.
Whichever one's dead. No. Rest in peace to Bill, whichever one. Which one.
He's a vampire.
You know what?
Dark.
He was a member of our reunion, so we're going to get in trouble if you're making fun of him right now.
IATSE is going to come down hard on us. Mm-hmm. Oh, SAG, I mean.
Oh, SAG is,
Twister, also known as Twister, Mother of the Charlotte, is a shooting game developed by Chris Yates. Yeah, I don't think this is the one.
When a fact check goes wrong. Somebody's so a little rusty.
I'm not, I don't.
Somebody's a little rusty.
It's not my forte, man.
No,
I don't.
No, this
I'm
guy.
Not usually into it. I'm,
no, no.
I'm usually pretty,
I don't think it exists.
I'm usually
I'm
pretty confident in things that I say.
Maybe
you know?
We could design
my bullshit meter is a lot less than your bullshit meter,
there's,
Mike.
There's a lot of there's a lot of what do you call it? Emulators now. You could probably make a Twister video game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's make a GTA 5 online.
Twister.
That's not bad. Well, let's not do GTA 5. Let's do a Danny
Why not?
And Mike.
No. I would like this for me. Thank you. I'm bringing this up.
So you're going to pay money.
No, I'm not paying any money.
Oh, great. Oh, well, so you're going to get them to pay it.
I'm going to get someone to pay money to make it. There's got to be
it
a
in
rich.
Minecraft.
There's got to be a rich GTA 5 online nerd that's like up for the task. Come on.
Sure.
Please. I'm looking right at you.
Yeah.
Patreon / Twitch members.
And also Jounce will play your birthday party.
Well, we will. And we'll play that song from Billy Madison. Billy passed the third grade.
Yeah.
Oh, what a glorious day.
Second only to Step Brothers. I'm trying to think of good like movie music inside of a movie, and Step Brothers did a cover of a song, and I can't fucking remember what it is because my brain hurts. But anyway, Adam Sandler, maybe?
You could use
The Wedding Singer.
Are you talking about the Dan Band?
Yeah, what was their thing? That was the covers.
Turnaround.
That was Billy Joel.
And he keeps saying...
Keeps
saying fucking it.
Oh, wait.
Every fucking time I need
you.
There's a lot of pressure on at a wedding as far as music and trying to pack meaning into every single song and every single dance and every single...
Yes, that's true.
You're shaking your head no, but you're saying yes.
Yeah, but I ended... Well, when you're saying all the other songs, but that's why we had a DJ at our wedding that was like my friend, and he did a cool thing where
that's who everybody's DJ
goes,
is at their
that's
wedding,
not
my
true.
Friend.
That's not true. my friend, then I pay a bunch of money, and then I give him a hotel room for the night.
Go ahead. Oh, well.
Wow, that was...
Yeah. I didn't get that. Did you get that?
I've never DJed, though.
Oh, that's true.
Were you guys putting on music at the wedding?
But now we know.
We did.
Then I owe you some bucks. Sorry.
It's all right.
No, but he made Kate and I... just put a
fill
bunch
out a
of
questionnaire,
songs into
fill out a questionnaire about each other.
It was like a Google thing. It was
how
like,
well
here,
do you
add,
know your spouse?
Just add a song. And he saw all the different songs that we wanted. And he was like, I'm going to put a playlist with this vibe. And some of these songs will be on it. Some of them won't, but I'm a DJ and I trusted in him.
Elliot Smith XO.
Yes, every song from Elliot Smith XO. Yeah. My favorite album of all time, for the record.
I'm looking at, for the listener, I made big eye contact with Jeremy. Our Patreon patrons will definitely see me make significant eye contact with Jeremy as we stream this to twitch.tv/
Needle in the Hay.
Danny and Mike. That's right. What was that?
That was Needle in the Hay.
Oh, that's not,
it's
on,
not
XO.
On XO.
You can get out. I only get upset at a few things.
I only saw Chris Elliott once. What's his name? Elliott Smith.
Wow. I would love to see Chris Elliott covering Elliott Smith. I would pay money to see it.
$1 billion idea. Write it down.
Yeah, $1 billion. Here you go.
Where's the book?
That would be
give me the
great.
Book. Give me the book. Yep.
That would be very
market.
Great.
I'm not
actually,
sure that's a
today,
billion.
I know this
is in there. Okay.
This will not come out on...
there you go.
I guess that's why his name was in
Chris.
My brain. Today is his birthday.
Oh, yes.
Today
happy
is
birthday.
May 31st.
Elliot
is
Chris
his
Elliot.
Birthday.
Smith. I'll just put it in there as
that's
Chris
how close
Elliot
we are still. I know his birthday.
Who?
Well, you have Facebook is what you're saying.
Who, Chris Elliott? Yeah.
And you're friends with his
get daughter. A life, dude. Yeah. Get a life.
Oh,
woke
man.
Up this morning to his friend Bert Vrady saying... Happy birthday, Dad. And then him saying, oh, okay. Yeah, now I realize.
I know, dude. I was making a joke. Come on,
wait,
guys.
What
so
was
are
the...
we.
No, you guys are serious. Because
leave that billion dollar idea book open.
I know it's his birthday because of Bridie.
So.
I get it.
Leave that billion dollar idea
it's
book
here. It's on the table.
Open.
If you want your own billion dollar idea, what the hell? Go to shop.dannyandmike.com for a very special 2019 edition. What year is it? 2019 edition.
2017. You only say that because then you are still 1 year over 40.
He's on the Zoroastrian calendar. He's in a different, different number.
Did have the realization that I'm going to be 44 years old pretty soon.
Yeah, which is halfway to 88.
It's time to
which
buy
is
a
what
gun.
You said before.
It's time to buy a gun, I think.
Is that what it is?
Well, no, 40, you have 44 Magnum.
You know, 44 is halfway to 88. That's good. You're like, oh man, I got maybe, you know, I get to do this whole thing
again.
One more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so you're saying I'm going to die at 88.
But I have full,
yeah, I know, which isn't true because you eat like shit.
I have full control of my bowels.
Pretty well.
This half of the.
Wait, what is it?
44 years. I'm saying.
What?
That's the difference. It's all
What's
downhill.
The difference?
I have full control of my bowels for these years.
Yes. Yeah, you probably still can.
As opposed to the first 40.
They make stuff for that. That's the least of my concerns.
Yeah.
For Jeremy?
Like, I don't give a shit. If I fucking become incontinent, I'm wearing fucking diapers. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, I've done it before, but just that Depends parties, which we've talked about on this, I believe, on
Depends
this podcast.
Party.
They don't
I
exist.
Remember that. No, they do exist.
Oh,
they exist.
I've been to one and I won.
What do you mean you won?
I pooped.
What did you win?
I won, I think it was a 40.
He didn't have to throw in on the 40 pack
of
Depends.
Yeah, exactly.
Disgusting.
Which we found in a dumpster, so we didn't actually pay for it.
How did you
Wait a second. Did you talk about that part in the podcast? Because that's disgusting.
I think
how
so.
How
yeah.
did you win? How did you win?
You poop.
If you poop, you
first
win.
First one to poop and pee wins.
How do you prove
wait,
it?
Wait.
You open your diaper and you show
first
it.
First one.
I mean, there's an
that's
honesty.
That's like an easy. I don't think pee has anything to do with it. You have to shit in that thing.
I did.
I know you did.
Prove
and
it.
And that's probably how you won. I'm saying if anyone is like, well, whoever pees and poops in here first or, you know, whatever, it can't be, it has to be both. Because if you're pooping, you're peeing. Because that's just how
it's
it works.
It's not always
true. Not necessarily true.
This from
is that true?
Danny Nye.
I'm a dad.
Health guy.
I'm a dad.
Yeah. That I don't think that works that way.
You can pee without pooping.
Absolutely. You can poop without peeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can sneeze and poop. You can sneeze and pee.
You can't poop without peeing.
There's no way. Second fact check of the episode.
I don't think that's true. One thing begets the other.
Wait. Could
not... If you're peeing, you're peeing.
I would like to call a doctor
if you're pooping,
on this one.
If you're pooping, you're peeing.
Can you ask Dr. Oz?
Otherwise,
we're not on good terms, unfortunately.
I am just me my whole life. I don't think I've ever taken a poop without pissing.
Yeah, I don't
in
know.
In any way, shape, or form. Even if it's a little bit.
Jeremy's leaning back from his fact check with...
Yeah, it's not looking good. It basically... I mean, I can't...
Does that mean that... Are we making a medical diagnosis? Am I going to die?
It's called watery dick.
No.
All right. The search is, do you always pee when you poop?
Right.
It's just going to come up with ask me
and anything. It says, why can't we poop without peeing?
Correct.
But that's...
That's one person's
lyrics.
Prerogative.
That's
right.
Song lyrics.
Statistically, more people pee...
Perspective.
Fine.
It's an involuntary act.
Fine.
There's more people.
There's more people that pee and poop at the same time or poop and, you know, then just don't pee when they poop.
Yeah, why not that cutaway from Amelie where it's like right now,
oh God,
8 people are pooping in this very town.
Muppet's getting sick. There's something wrong with her. I got to take care of my girl.
Yeah,
she's puking. Yeah, I hear that. So eat it back up.
Kill some time, boys.
Eating it back up.
You know, this is the portion of the show.
Corinne,
when,
we're taking good care of Muppet. Thanks for listening. Corinne, this is special much for you. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We really love Muppet. And
we do.
The pseudo petting has nothing to do with the puke.
No. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. That's fucked up, man. No, I didn't do anything.
I don't know. It's
I didn't do anything. You okay, Muppet? Do you look, Muppet's coming over to me. Like
Jeremy, you
wants a kiss, probably.
Jeremy, you are all set to be a dad because. I used a rug to soak.
Oh, she's doing it over here, man.
Oh, no.
She decided it was
We don't have enough rugs, unfortunately. To send us some rugs, go to patreon.com/theadventuresofDanny.
We're looking for advertisements for Stanley Steamer.
Rug doctor.
That's right.
We will do rug doctor.
Let's just pause right here for 1 minute, and I want to take care of this little baby girl.
Yeah.
Is that what you're...
Do you know who this is? Can somebody tell me what song this is by Nicki Minaj?
No.
My name's Nikki. I like to get sticky in the club. My name's Nikki. I like to get sticky all over the club. I drink my red drinks, my pink drinks, my blue drinks, and don't forget my yellow drink.
And my green drink.
We were just keeping each other busy while Jeremy was cleaning up doggy puke by listening to some bootleg Middle Blue from last night, bro.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's the first time I think that's the first time
we've
ever...
the first vomit we've had on the podcast live.
Definitely the first live vomit on the podcast. Mike pukes a lot.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's why he's horizontal quite a bit. What do you mean? He upset tummy.
Upset tummies.
No, but I don't think this is the...
I have a steel trap mind and an aluminum stomach.
And a horizontal body. Stomach, yes.
Pewter potty.
Yeah. Pewter pie?
Pewter potty.
Fuck that guy. No, but it's the first time I think we've ever interrupted the podcast, let alone...
That's true.
Because our little baby got sick.
Sorry, baby.
Our little pod studio
I'm
baby.
I'm telling you, it wasn't the pseudo-petting. I had nothing to do with it.
Listen.
You were just saying you didn't even do it a minute ago, so sounds like your story's changed.
No, I'm saying I had nothing to do with it. It wasn't me.
Oh, like the hand of God came down and pet the dog?
We're both caught. Pet, pseudo-pet, and on the
dog.
Is that a Nicki Minaj? Is that the new Beck? Okay.
The new Beck's bad.
Yeah, it's not very good. But that, I love the joke. We started that joke a long time ago.
What, that he's the dad?
No, that was the road. That was the road trip joke. That
it's like anytime you hear anything sort of that you don't know what it is.
Oh, is that the new Beck?
Say, the new Beck. Is that the new Beck?
That is the new Beck.
I didn't hear any new Beck. I did have free XM radio. No, I'm not shouting out or anything. But
would you get a car rental?
Yeah, I got a truck. Quad cab Nissan truck.
Did you were
like
you
a pickup truck?
Like
were
a pickup truck.
Were you bringing
nephews? You drove a
nephews?
Pickup truck back and forth from Southern Ohio?
Were you transporting nephews?
Let me see the back of your neck.
No. no to that, too. No, I was going to, you know, my mom's moving into another place, and so she, I was getting rid of stuff, so I was, like, she wanted me to get my shit out of her house. So I think it's all gone.
What'd you bring?
Just some old photos, like I showed you. I showed you...
saw some good pictures.
We talked about it before on the podcast, but my dad nearly lost an eye once because he threw a javelin or like a long stick or something up into a tree.
Straight up, and it came straight back down.
Stuck a ball up there, and it came straight back down to him in the eye, about blinded him. And oddly enough, going through photos, found that picture, so I'll post it on this episode.
Oh, but, man, that's a good picture.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
it's not gory. I've seen it. It's really...
There's relatively little blood.
Just some stitches and a smirk.
Stitches and a smirk.
Yeah. Yeah, but all ended well, I guess. Yeah. And I did see my dad for the first time in 2 years, so that was kind of weird. But,
how's he doing?
He's doing all right, yeah.
How was your meeting?
My AA? No, I'm not an AA.
No, how was your meeting with him?
It was fine. It was good. It was just like a very low-key... I found some photos of him, so I thought I'd give them to him. As a kid, 60 from 63, I think. So yeah, it was good. It's just kind of weird when you don't have like a solid daily relationship with your father like you do, like Danny does. I'm sure talks a lot, but it's just weird. It's weird to even go there and start the conversation, and that's I think what holds me back a lot of time. Because if he's guilty of anything, he's guilty of really being a bad communicator and not reaching out and blah blah blah. So.
Right, so
for a long time,
it adds even more if you're the one that has to initiate.
Yeah, and I think that's what I just got tired of. It was for a while. It was like, okay,
it's good to play the better man.
Yeah, and that's what I did. So
who played the better man?
Person? Excuse me.
Yeah,
who was the better?
You? In this case, though, it was the better man.
Yes, I believe it's me because I took the step.
Because you can't find a better man.
Oh, well, also, that. Yeah, because Jeremy and I went and saw Pearl Jam together. So I think.
If you haven't seen Pearl Jam, go see him and listen to the song Rear View Mirror Live. It's fucking amazing.
I don't think I've ever seen them play.
Really?
You're not a big PJ fan, though, are you?
Well, in 1991, too, 10, I was.
10, yeah.
Yeah, no, some other friends were like really still into it, and they were, you know, very well poised to spend their money on,
as someone,
on tours.
As someone who has been to both many Fish shows and... 4 Pearl Jam shows.
At least.
Well, I mean, over 100 Fish shows. That's true. But one of the best things about going to see that band, even if you don't really like them, is that the vibe and the energy with all the people is palpable.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's something that you can't ignore. And Pearl Jam is the exact same way. And that was the only other band that I felt that way about because their fans are so diehard and they're just like hang off of every word and every note and they like they just create this environment that is so that's like, well, you know, like it's hard to go to a band that you don't know, right? Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to take my girl to go see this band that I like that she doesn't listen to at all.
Right.
And a lot of times you can go there and still go out.
But by the end of the night, she loves the band.
Well, you can. I mean, but I'm saying that Pearl Jam and like Fish are, in my opinion, are bands that you can go to and even not know the music, but at the end of the night come away with like, whoa, like there was like
five balloons,
a crazy energy there, and something I really haven't experienced. I experienced that at Shea Stadium once, game 7 of the NLCS in 2006. And Andy Chavez caught that ball over the wall, and everybody in that stadium thought the Mets were going to the World Series. And that was like a moment. And it was like, wow, that happened for 30 seconds. Like, I feel that for
a good vibe.
3 hours sometimes at a concert.
That was 2006?
That was when they fucking...
Because I remember we were in L.A. to watch the last time the Mets went
that was when they went to the World Series. This was the NLCS against against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Thinking about a room I've been in with energy like that, if you'd like to recreate that, come and see us in
July 12th through July 14th in Connecticut.
Yeah, celebrate Bastille Day with us by maybe dropping a guillotine on somebody. A guillotine on somebody.
Hey, we'll make a pizza guillotine.
We should have a...
Is that a thing?
No, I mean, I'm just thinking about it right now because, you know, you could have a quarter of a pizza pie. You get that thing really crispy in the oven. That could be a guillotine.
Boom.
And no, but you have to turn up. You got to eat it. You got to turn face up and get it.
The pizza guillotine.
It's a pizza guillotine.
Let's give it a shot.
It's in a pizza guillotine.
A fate hotter than death.
Yes.
maybe you could make it a guillotine-y.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
And that's in Hartford, right?
Yeah, Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford, Connecticut. I do not know if this is still open, but there was a wonderful place that Jones used to play way back in the day called Sully's Pub. And I'm going to take you there if that place still exists.
For the listener,
it's a dope place.
If you're Sully, get in touch with us.
If you're Sully, get in touch.
At DannyandMike.com.
I think you still owe us $250 bucks more.
Sure. Yeah.
I think they owe us $250 bucks from a gig.
Right.
And two cases.
And to round that all up, we're doing Nostalgia Personified. I mean, it's early for plugs, I know, but Nostalgia Personified, we're performing at Let's Fest in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, going back
August
to Fort
4th,
Wayne.
All day. Or
we're not,
that day.
We're doing it
24
that day
hours
on
straight.
The Sunday.
Yeah. And then after that, beautiful. This is Danny's
favorite
place
on Earth.
Yeah,
this is a hometown throwdown. This is definitely one of my favorite places on Earth.
We'll be performing Nostalgia Personified at Ashbury Park, New Jersey.
If you say Ashbury Park, you fucking piece of shit.
Wow. How about that?
Ashbury Park, man.
It's funny because I looked it up because I didn't want to misspell it because I knew I'd get the
There's
fucking
no
fury
H
of
in it.
Jersey
it's
boy.
It's Ashbury. Ashbury.
I know. Now I know that.
Jeremy should
but
never drink before we record.
Oh, my God.
House of Independence, August 24, 6 p.m. VIPs, 7 p.m. Dora, or 7 p.m. Regs, I believe.
That's Independence, the plural noun, not the abstract concept.
ENTS, not ENCS.
Yeah, they're independent. They're the House of Independence.
Yeah, more than one.
Correct. So there's our next...
Thanks for the plug, Jeremy.
3 months, 2 months,
no,
something like that.
That's
so come
it.
See
that's
us
through the summer.
Yeah,
you will see all the if for some reason you decide to come to all of them,
mm-hmm.
You will see all the different facets of me.
Yeah, you can see Jeremy's 4 o'clock shadow, Jeremy's 5 o'clock shadow, and Jeremy's 6 o'clock and shadow.
You can see Danny's pre-babies.
Tense Danny, and then Bliss Danny.
And then no, not Bliss Danny. I'm sure it'll be Exhausted Danny.
I was thinking, though,
sleep Danny.
It feels incredible. As a single dad who left his baby mama before the baby was born and had absolutely nothing to do with the birth, it feels incredible.
Well, then I'm in for a real good time.
Yeah. Because you're actually dedicated to the woman you love and will actually be there with the family and support them.
Well, you're there. I must say, Mike, that you and Adele I'm just saying, like, you guys, your co-parenting is incredible, and she's also a wonderful doula, and she gave us this really great, you know, one-on-one for 3 hours about birthing. And
where you go into a confessional booth.
And being confident with doctors, because things that we talked about in the last couple of podcasts.
Yeah, you got to speak up for yourself,
You really have to be that person and not just allow it. Like, you know, she drinks 130 ounces of water every day. Like, they're not going to stick an IV in her right away to be like, we've got to get fluids in you. I'm sure she's going to be... just fine. Like, there's
from experience,
there's just
though,
little
I can tell you that's
that,
two
like,
different things.
Bro, that's like 340s.
No, but it's not, though.
That's like 340s plus a 10-ouncer.
You can drink all you want, but if you start to get dehydrated, there's nothing you can do to drink to get it back.
I understand that. I'm saying that. But if you go in hydrated...
Yeah, you should be fine.
Then you should be fine.
Exactly.
Have you guys started, stashing Gatorades around the house?
No, I have. We have a.
You want to borrow my bug out bag?
We have the bug out bag. We have our own baby bug out
bag,
which is the stuff to bring to the hospital.
It's got the little zip off. It's got the little zip off backpack for the infant.
But yeah, we have one of those, and then we have just a snack bag, and that snack bag will be full of vitamin waters and like any of that, like electrolytes,
hockey.
Clothing, I hope.
Any pocket?
No, dark chocolate.
Cashews?
No, the
almonds?
That's all in the baby bag.
Oh, do you bring baby clothes to the hospital?
Yeah. No, you don't.
Well, yes, you do.
You don't know what...
You know, actually, that's a really good idea.
You
guess
bring
what,
at least three different
guess
outfits.
What, dummy hospitals? You know, you could charge $500, $750 to send them home in a fucking...
Blanket.
Yeah.
Are you doing the box thing? Baby in a box?
Yes, the baby comes in a box.
Yeah.
Are you getting the baby Yeezys?
No, but there's a whole movement of you get that hospitals are starting to send babies home with a box that they can sleep in for the first month or whatever.
Because people drop their babies?
And it helps, apparently, it helps with against SIDS and stuff like that. Like, and it has blankets and just everything
box.
You need.
Where's the baby?
So
I don't
just
know.
Hand
check
you this
the box.
Kit.
That is not
but
what,
maybe that's not
that is not what
thing.
NYU Langalone. Yeah, they're not. They're not doing that.
Langalone.
Langoliers.
Things that they're doing that's important is like cutting the cord later.
Mm-hmm. Saving like it for you to ingest.
Well, yes, also. In addition to...
Let me get that close up
No, come on, man.
Placenta cupcakes.
If it's helpful, it's a good thing. What do you think you are? You're fucking... You're making fun of...
eating placenta?
Busy Phillips for fucking talking about a period. Now you're beating on my mom for, eating placentas.
I just think it's... I don't
fucked
necessarily
up, man.
It's just what Bambi's mom did. And look how she turned out.
Well, I was thinking to help you when we're at the Savannah Mega Comic Con that maybe we should bring back the Pizza King or something. We should have some sort of competition to keep your mind off of it.
Oh, to distract you—that's a good idea. Or
so.
I thought you were going to say we were just going to have a Google Hangout with my wife just there the whole time.
That would
be
amazing.
Like, oop. Oh, I feel something. No, we're good. We're good.
We got to go take a photo.
Sorry, I got to go
right
take
back.
A photo.
Yeah,
hold
we'll
on
right
a
back.
Second.
It'd be like Muppet puking. We'd have to pause. Yes, yeah.
One never knows, do one?
You never know. But no, I figured we could do something. Maybe you have a crown that you would like to, you know, be placed upon your head.
I can't think about crowns because crowning and stuff. Yeah. You can't do that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Maybe you'd like to get...
Other fun stuff I learned from your baby mama. I didn't know that babies have two fontanelles.
Oh yeah, there's a backup one, which is very
scary. That's the piece in.
Oh yeah, where's
two
the other
pieces
one?
In the top of their head that are like soft, so they can like get through.
Where's the other one?
The one's like right above your forehead.
Oh man,
Yeah.
They never expect that one.
You don't expect that. It was always ever been like the one in the back.
G was such a coney. Oh my God. He's such a cone head.
I hear about that too. Yeah. My father in law had that. Nobody told him about that, and he thought his son was fucked up. He was like,
No, it turned out Peter was just a nice kid.
Peter's just a nice kid.
He's a nice kid. who likes a quality beer.
He does. He likes a good quality beer.
Knead him a little bit, like some dough. You know, get him back in shape, and all is well.
It has natural elasticity. No, it just springs back.
It just comes right back.
Good.
Yeah.
Have you seen like a moth or a butterfly being born? They come out of these tiny freaking cocoons, and then they unroll these wings, and then they puff themselves. They like pump fluid into their wings to make their wings solid.
Really,
their wings are like all curled up like this, and then when they come out of the cocoon, they're like,
and then the fluids get down to the tips.
Let's get this party started. Well, yeah. It's kind of like if you like those old cartoon characters who would like go like this.
Yeah, you blow their thumb and
blow
they
up their
blow
own.
Up.
Yeah,
that's a good bit. That's a good cartoon bit.
As a dad, I'm going to go back to that. Yeah, as a dad, I'm going to go back to that. Well, quickly, I had to bring G to work, and one of the grips handed him a. Quickly tied up a rubber glove and blew it up into a balloon, and he was having fun with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I saw the video that you posted on Twitter showing him what your daily life was like. Fire prevention.
Air hose, a short film about what I'm doing at work.
A short film. You used to be such a good director, but now you hear. You going? Good? Okay.
I didn't edit that part out.
That's, you know what? I feel like that's okay. I feel like that's a more dad thing to do. It's just, you going? All right, I'm gonna send it.
Get ready, yeah.
Okay, here comes the hose. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I could have retired on my sawdust hoardings.
Okay.
From that, they've just been doing a lot.
Hoard sawdust?
They've been doing a lot of carpentry in the stage and just produced an incredible amount of wood waste.
Okay.
Our industry is very wasteful.
Horribly wasteful.
But yeah, there was a pile of sawdust that I had to blow out, so it wasn't, you know, a fire hazard in the
stage. In the shop? Oh, in the stage.
In the stage, yeah, because the stuff just like, they're working on something that already has lights down below, so the sawdust would just, yeah, kaboom.
Gotcha.
Turns out the transportation captain of this job, the Teamster captain of this job, was also the boss on a job that I worked on where a truck caught fire.
Uh-oh.
It was the pilot for a job called Rookies.
Obviously never made it.
I think it was called this. By the time it became... No, the show went to a series.
Rookies?
I think it was called the 7-7 or the something else like after
Central
that.
Park 5?
No.
Jesus.
It was the same gaffer as Central Park 5. Jason Velez and
I know Jason.
Good save.
His truck burned up.
Wow.
A ton of my shit burned up. I had weed inside a Ziploc inside
That's
a jar.
That's what we're worried about.
I had weed inside a Ziploc inside a jar that survived just fine.
Do you know though?
But all the crystals they're all in the bottom of
melted.
The jar now.
Yeah,
you just got to stick that in the freezer and
right.
I'll handle that for you, man.
What did it look like your area with that stuff? Was that more burnt than all the rest of the stuff? Like, I guess what I'm asking is, did you cause the fire?
No, I didn't. And
the pipe I had is gone.
I ran into the, completely obliterated. I ran into the truck and got my like coworker stuff and threw it out of the truck and like didn't get my messenger bag.
You saw it burning?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
which messenger bag was this?
The shit brown messenger bag. My original Manhattan Portage bag. So
wow.
Yeah, I had it for a long time and it burned up in that fire. Production ended up, it was just a pilot, but they spent a lot of money on that production because they ended up, you know, they had to pay Jason, insurance had to pay me. I made some good claims. They bought me the weird pair of pants that I like still barely wear, but
yeah, it shouldn't have brought those Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The one day. I had to submit
an
inventory.
Sorry, sir. Yeah, I know. I have a problem with high heels.
I had to submit an inventory of everything that that was in the truck that burned up. So, yeah, I sure did.
Yeah. One Louis V grip belt.
Clamp
electric
meter.
Belt.
Yeah, amp, exactly. Amp rope.
Yeah. Electric tester made by...
Yeah, so Pete, the captain.
I had four Tiffany bracelets.
tennis bracelets. Yeah. The finest.
No, my mom's birthday was the next day. You guys ruined that for me, too.
It was for her. It always was. It's always.
I had two.
That's the only time you get. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Oh, no, you're not lying. Why? Because I said it was for my mom.
Right. Instantly credibility. Instant.
Is that going to work if I need to get out of a ticket?
Mm.
It doesn't, because I remember I got a speeding ticket in the Bronx near Fordham, not too far from Yankee Stadium. And the cop, like, forced me off the Deegan. He's like, pull over. Pull over. I was like, there's nowhere to pull. I can't pull over anymore.
I can't pull over any further. I've already pulled
over. All the way over.
I pulled over as far as I could pull over.
So we go off the exit, and he pulls me over next to this bridge. What's the McComb Dam Bridge by Yankee Stadium. I'm still on the Manhattan side. No, I'm on the Bronx side. And I thought he was going to kill me because he just, like, couldn't give me a ticket on the highway. There was also no shoulder. But, I told him that the easy pass was, I'm in college. I think I'm sophomore in college, freshman year in college, coming back. The easy pass was my mom's, and I needed to bring it back home. That was, he's like, why are you driving so fast? And however much it was, I think that's what, like, probably the first time I went to court for a ticket, and the cop was there and the judge was there. And my
the judge is always there.
Yeah, the judge was there that day. The judge happened to be there that day, and they read my excuse into the record. Quote:
did it work?
It was his mother's easy pass, and he was trying to get it home. No, it did not work.
They didn't even give you anything for showing up that day.
No,
because that's a shitty fucking excuse.
Yeah, yeah. Well, traffic court in the Bronx too. It's like didn't even live there.
I got out of a ticket on the other side on the Harlem River Drive once because I said that I have 36 minutes to get this rental back before they charge me another day.
Nice, nice.
And the guy, he heard rental. No, it was true. I had plenty of time, but I just said that. And he was like, they don't like dealing with, processing fees with the enterprise or whatever. Like, it just becomes a hassle for them because you're not attached to it. So they're more likely to possibly say, and I could see it on his face. He was just like, it's a fucking rental car. So just get. Stop driving fast and get the hell out of here.
Mine was a rental car and I got my license pulled.
you deserved it.
Maybe you didn't tell him that it was.
I didn't lead with that, yeah.
Right, lead with it.
Dan, you're in the...
It's more paperwork. They don't want to...
You're in the most golden 2-week window of your life right now.
Oh, yeah.
Your wife is 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
You can drive as crazy as you want. If you get pulled over, you just be like, my wife's going into labor.
Show that picture you showed us earlier.
Yeah.
Just side belly. Yeah.
Just show them the belly picture. My wife's
just have it printed out, laminated.
Yeah. Oh, laminated?
Or iPad.
I'm going to do it for other things.
Have it on a lanyard.
Yeah. I'm going to go into, like, buy a couple tacos, and in the middle of, like...
What? Oh, before you pay?
Before they pay. Like, oh, my God, my wife's going into labor. Look, there she is. I gotta go.
Right. Sir, you should do that at every meal from now on.
I'm going to do it at meals. I'm going to do it at bars at the end of the night, but when I go to settle up my tab...
Sir, you've already gotten chorizo, chicken, and carne asada tacos.
I know. I was bringing it back for my wife. She's 9 months pregnant.
Did you have 3 children?
I have 12 wives, all of which are double pregnant. Yeah.
Sister wives. Now that's weird.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, officer. I've been driving in the shoulder the whole time. I know it's bumper to bumper on the BQE, but my pregnant wife.
Wife's pregnant.
You know what I mean?
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I know I robbed this bank, but look, my wife's 9 months pregnant. Am I right?
Are you looking to logically people extend this? That seems a bit dangerous.
Guys can get postpartum too, man. I'm freaking out.
Oh, I hope not. We're here for you, buddy. Anything you need during this process.
I was saying that is why I would be robbing a bank. But I'm sure that it does happen.
Paternity leave, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. My Jounce LLC is giving me 12 weeks of paternity leave.
What's the pay?
Yeah, 12 weeks. What's the pay?
30 rack.
Jounce shirts.
The pay is an ounce of weed and a case of beer and, like,
hey,
all
better.
the... all the t-shirts I can sell or go, I get the credit for. So if you want to buy some t-shirts from me,
go to chounce.org.
Go to, we have a Shopify account.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Can you,
it's a shop.dannyandmike.com and then just select Chounce.
That's right. That's right. There you go. Have it all under one roof, folks.
All one roof. It's Seltzer King.
One stop shop.
Merchandise. That's right. Yeah, but my point stands. If you need something, let us know. We're here for you.
Oh, no, I appreciate that.
Yeah. If you need me to drive dangerously fast for you.
You have my car keys still somewhere. You have my hard keys for the Jetta.
I don't believe I do.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Do you have like a software key?
You really don't? No, remember? Because I gave you those keys.
I feel like
you parked my car.
Okay.
And then you didn't. I parked my car.
And then you scooped it.
I scooped it, but I scooped it with my keys. I've given you keys, and I don't think we've ever exchanged
them.
Good that we're talking about it on the podcast.
I'm sure that I'm just saying it to you because I was going to say if something happens and I need
then I would
have
the key.
You would have the key to
this
the car.
This podcast brought to you by the good people at Tile. If you lose something, attach it to your keys. I finally work with a guy who I see has one of those goofy Tile things on his key ring, and like you look like you're carrying around an iPod all day on your key ring.
Speaking of goofy guys, I walked down to get some lunch today.
He's a nice guy. It's just goofy looking. He's a nice guy.
Walked down to get lunch. Was walking back, and I turned around, and there was a guy who looked like one of the Google Earth cars, but it was just a guy. It looked like a Ghostbuster.
He had
a pack on the front.
Stuff?
He had a big like globe atop his head, and he was walking around like just feet on the ground.
Was he live streaming?
I think it must have been some sort of mapping system, but I don't know who and why.
I don't know. They put up enough New York City Link kiosks that have plenty of cameras in them that Google sponsors and has, so they can get all the data on us. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's a real thing.
I've used that before. I've called my own number.
I know. No. Don't do that.
Don't do it. Bro.
I just wanted to see if it was working.
Yeah,
it
I know.
Was free.
No, it's a nice thing.
I have been getting a lot.
It's a nice thing. A lot of Wi-Fi. It's great for homeless people to contact their families
if they need to. Use New York City Link. Leave us a message at 347-470-8150. Call the Danny and Mike hotline. Ask questions.
That's right.
But the bad thing about that New York City Link is that they have, like, 30 cameras in them or 17 cameras or something crazy like that.
Really?
Yeah,
they're all in there. Yeah, and then they're just, it's going to be that time where it's the Blade Runner thing where you're just walking down the street and they see you and they're like, oh, hey, we got a sale on Levi's jeans and these cool band t-shirts and wow, you like the New York Mets.
Chounce tees, we have some here.
Exactly.
I think the upskirt camera was completely superfluous and they didn't need
they didn't need to do that. Yes, the one that's at 6 inches looking up is really
weird.
Messed up,
and it's a shoe sticking out of the stand. It's weird.
It's a Pee Wee Herman shoe mirror.
Yeah, I had to make one of those once. Did I ever tell you that?
That was so weird. I mean,
a shoe mirror,
the Pee Wee Herman shoe mirror, like that gag was just so fucking weird because he's this asexual little boy, but he wants to see this gal's underwear.
Wait, who is this?
It's the same thing. Why was a 7-year-old doing X-Ray Man? Why was I trying to stare at Ellen's undies?
Yeah.
That was a completely asexual thing. I'm 7, 8 years old.
That was your spring awakening.
No. That's just what you say during the Nostalgia Personified gigs.
If you
want to
catch us at a Nostalgia Personified gig, we'll be at the Les Fest in Fort Wayne, Indiana, August
4th. Two days after my birthday. That's going to be a little fun birthday weekend.
Can we go to a Cyclones game this time, guys?
I think we should do something, yes.
Yeah,
I think we should go to Dayton. And I wanted to say this, too. Dayton's gotten hit pretty hard.
Dayton got hit by a tornado.
Dude, 13 tornadoes on Monday.
Yeah. And
Everybody in the band Grenades, Andrew, was in like a half a mile from where that all of it went down.
Man.
Like right
so,
there. It's crazy.
Yeah,
he's lucky. Good for you, Andrew.
Yeah, hope you're all right, bud.
Yeah, and all of my peeps around there and loved ones and friends. Big shout out to you guys. And if you have a couple extra bucks, please donate. I don't know exactly what organization, but we'll put it up whichever
we'll
one we decide on.
Because they definitely... Yeah.
Red Cross is sometimes a little weird.
Dayton's got hit a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that the flag city?
It's a gem city.
Oh, Dayton is the gem city.
Gem city,
What is that flag city again? Isn't that in Ohio?
It's Arizona, isn't it?
Flagstaff?
Oh, no, there is a flag city in Ohio.
No, we drove through. We drove through. Yeah. We didn't stop.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But it's the Gem City.
Gem City.
And I just think of it as Kim Deal.
Hence Gem City Records.
You could think about Kelly Deal, too. They're synonymous.
Are they twins?
You can just say the Deal.
I think of the Deal Sisters when I think of Dayton.
Yeah. That's a, speaking of nostalgia personified and seeing us on tour, a lot of times that's the song we'll play after our show, the first one, because it's the best.
You want to play Cannonball?
Yeah. It's not too bad.
Good one.
Not too good one.
I think you guys should mouth Cannonball while I do these last little plugs for this episode. That's weird. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. Muppet is looking at you like you are absolutely out of your mind. Also, give us a look on the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com/shows. What else? We have a Twitch account, twitch.tv/Danny and Mike. What else? I am at Remy Balin, at Jeremy Balin on some things, but Remy Balin on most. This guy right here, Michael C, is at Michael C Morona on the twits, and Danny is at D Tamborelli on the twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the instas. And what else, gents?
In the shade. In the shade, in the shade,
in the shade, we love Dayton.
Yeah, shout out to Dayton. Our hearts are with you. And what else we got? Anything left? What do you think?
That's it.
That's it.
Pulling the plug.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Seltzer Kings
Podcasts.